Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
What a goal!
The League of Ireland is back.
Every Friday night, it'll be impossible to miss the League of Ireland.
Make sure you listen to the League of Ireland exclusively on Off the Ball.
Become a member now and join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You are very welcome along to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Coming up on today's show, Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins offers an update on a new contract for Mac Hansen. We'll hear from Will Greenwood on whether Simon Easterby would be a good fit as the new Wales head coach. And London Irish saved at the 11th hour. We'll hear the latest on the situation at the London club. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, proud sponsors of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. Up first today, Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins says news of a new contract for Ireland international winger Mac Hansen is likely to come soon. The Aussie, whose current deal expires at the end of this season, arrived in Galway in 2021 and has scored 12 tries in 36 appearances for the province. Wilkins gave a positive update on when to expect white smoke on a new deal.
I'd like to think we can expect something soon. Yeah, there's nothing to report, but the update I had at the end of last week was things were progressing positively and they weren't far away. So yeah, no formal update, but on track from what I've been told.
Hansen missed out on last weekend's win over Scotland in the Six Nations after pulling up in Ireland training midweek. Wilkins offered some clarity on how long the winger will be out of action.
Yeah, it was just a tweaked hamstring from that final training session of the week up in Ireland camp. And look, it was enough of a concern for them to get it checked out and in the end for them not to risk him in the game last weekend. But we expect him to be back training with Ireland at the end of this week, hopefully. And be in contention for the next game. So sounds like he was managed really sensibly under the circumstances. He was disappointed to miss the game. I saw him this morning. He was up at Dexcom Stadium watching us train and walking the dog around the field. So look, he's in good spirits and hopefully he'll be back up and running fairly soon.
The speculation continues over who will replace Warren Gatland as the new permanent Wales head coach. The Kiwi left the role by mutual consent yesterday with the side on a 14-match losing run. Cardiff boss Matt Sherritt has been placed in temporary charge to see out the remainder of Wales' Six Nations campaign, with Ireland's visit to Cardiff up next. Ireland interim head coach Simon Easterby has been put forward as a potential option to fill the vacancy on a permanent basis. Former England centre Will Greenwood joined Off the Ball Breakfast this morning. He thinks Easterby's turn in charge of the men in green has bucked a trend of assistant coaches struggling when they ascend to the top job.
It's fascinating. We've seen a lot of number twos struggle to go to number ones. Andy Robinson, one of the great on-field coaches for England. I mean, like one of the great on-field coaches, stepped into Clive Woods' shoes and the suit didn't quite fit. And I don't want to necessarily draw bad experiences for old friends of mine. Jordan Murphy, fabulous number two, Leicester. Paul Grayson, fabulous number two at Northampton, into the top job. And it hurt them what Simon Easterby seems to have done, although it's only two games in. seems to have been able to transition with a lot of coaching experience behind him and done exceptionally well. He ultimately wants to decide and has to decide really whether he wants to be the top man at a nation or is happy being the consigliere. And by the way, you don't have to be the CEO in life. Being a CFO is quite a good job. And some realise at the age of 35, 40 that actually that's not lack of ambition. That's just my skill set. That's where I want to be. I don't want to be at 36,000 feet, but if you tell me where we're going to go, I will find a way to get us there. And some people are more suited to that. So it's absolutely dependent on his temperament. If it is a job title that he wants, the head honcho, then clearly with his experience and time in Wales, it would seem like there's a vast gaping open door for him to walk into, but it comes with baggage.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
A consortium fronted by former F1 team owner Eddie Jordan has brought rugby club London Irish out of administration. The side was thrown out of the Premiership due to unpaid wages and mounting debts of more than £30 million in 2023. The Jordan Associates Group says it's targeting a swift return to professional competition. There's been some suggestion that the London franchise could apply to join the URC rather than the Premiership. Former Leinster coach Matt Williams joined Wednesday Night Rugby. He says he understands why the URC would be a more attractive option for the beleaguered club.
When I was in Leinster 25 years ago, I was part of a group that proposed that the IRFU take over London Irish or bring them in as another province. There was also, when I was in Scotland, Borders folded and London Scottish wanted to take over their, or was proposed they take over their licence. I won't bore you with the politics of why it never happened. It was a disaster that didn't happen, that Scotland just lost a team. But if you could get a base inside the M25, but there's a quarter of a million Scots, you know, that were living inside the M25 at the time. You think of the number of South Africans living in London and surrounds, the number of Irish people live and work there. And obviously just up the road from Wales. If you could get in the URC, and I completely understand what Andy's saying, but the chance of economic revival are much stronger under the URC than they are for that organisation to stay within the RFU, because I just think the standard of rugby one is dropped incredibly, and I don't think it's financially viable. Which is a fair bit of proof to say that that's not a statement that just throws away. How you would go about it now, I am not sure whether they would have to completely walk away from the company, re-establish company, so they don't have any links to the RFU. How does that go with your junior setup? You know, there'd be a lot of hurdles to overcome. The economics of being in the URC, as far as bums on seats, sponsorships, all those things are massive. I think for the Irish Rugby Football Union, there's a massive bonus in having it. But then you would have the real politics at the top level of the RFU ringing the IRFU and saying, listen, don't even think about stepping on our patch. It's not going to happen. So I'm delighted that the club looks like it will perform again. Where that is, there's a long, long way to go before we could say that it's coming to the URC.
20-year-old Henry Pollock has been called up to the England Rugby Union squad for their 3-day training camp. He'll provide back row cover alongside Bath's Ted Hill, with flanker Tom Curry and George Martin both recovering from minor injuries picked up in their recent Six Nations win over France. Exeter winger Emmanuel Faye-Wabosu has also been included as Steve Borthwick's side prepared to face Scotland a week on Saturday. Now, Bordeaux will take legal action against Bayonne prop Davita Tatafu after breaching the terms of a pre-contract agreement with the Girondins. According to reports from Midi Olympique in France, the Tongan-born tighthead had signed a written agreement to join Yannick Brew's side when his current deal expires in 2026. However, Bayonne announced last month that the France international had put pen to a new 4-year deal at the Stade Jean Doger. Now, if Bordeaux win the case, Tatafu could be forced to pay the club a year's salary, as well as a possible further financial penalty for violating the pre-contract agreement. And finally, today, Major League Rugby has revealed a new set of law trials for the upcoming season. The US Premier competition gets its season underway this weekend, but the proposed changes have generated significant controversy. The scrum has been removed as an option to restart play in a number of different scenarios, including a knock-on or throw into touch, a player carrying the ball into their own goal area and touching it down, and if possession is lost by a team in a maul. There's been a heavy backlash to the new rules online, with some corners accusing the MLR of killing the sport in the US. That's it for Wednesday's Rugby Daily. To hear all of our exclusive rugby content, head on over to offtheball.com/join and become a member today. We'll have more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Take care.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.